Now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sage, brought to you by Procter & Gamble. Say, ladies, I would have given, well, most anything if you could have been down at the famous Crisco test kitchens recently. Why, you would have been so surprised at what took place, you'd probably never been able to believe your eyes. But you could have believed your eyes, and I'll tell you why. But first, let me tell you what happened. Hundreds of cakes were baked. Yes, I said hundreds of cakes. Each cake was measured. Measured with just an ordinary ruler. And listen, the cakes made with new Sure Mix Crisco baked up higher. Yes, ma'am, as much as 15% higher than the cakes with any other shortening. And what's more, the cakes made with Sure Mix Crisco were lighter and tenderer and far better eating, too. Now, doesn't this give you some idea of what new Sure Mix Crisco can do for your cakes? This new and vitally improved Crisco even starts to act differently right in your mixing bowl. For the first time, all your ingredients get together and stay together. This means cake batter that's really as smooth as cream. Cake batter that's different from any you ever made before. And what does this new type of cake batter mean to your cakes? Well, just wait till you open your oven door. You're going to be so surprised and so happy when you see your Sure Mix Crisco cake. Why, it'll be higher. Yes, as much as 15% higher. And lighter and tenderer and better eating than any cake you ever made before with any household shortening we know of. Yes, thanks to the greatest shortening discovery in 29 years, at last all your dreams of perfect cakes will come true with new Sure Mix Crisco. So just ask for Crisco today. You'll find that the new Sure Mix Crisco is packed in the same familiar Crisco can with the same familiar Crisco label. But wait till you make your very first cake with new Sure Mix Crisco. You'll have the surprise of your life, I promise you. Well, sir, the noonday meal is almost over as we join our friends at the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find Mr. Victor Gook and young Mr. Rush Gook briskly attacking dessert. Mrs. Victor Gook, however, quitted the table a moment ago in response to the telephone's alarm. And we hear her say,
Rosie, it completely slipped my mind. Completely slipped my mind. Yes. Sure. Well, I'm glad you remembered, lady. Vic and Rush are still here, and I can get the information from them before they have to go back to school in the office. Like I told you last week, Vic was brought up on a farm and can provide the information in 2 seconds. All right, Ruthie. Sure. Suppose I come past for you about 1:45 or kind of halfway in around through there? Yeah. All right, lady. You bet. Goodbye.
I demand to know the
mysterious conversation. Willie, trot in the living room and get a sheet of paper and pencil out of the library table drawer. Finished your dessert?
Got a couple of bites left.
Well, run along. You can eat them when you get back. I'm the most forgetful ninny in town. Promised 5 separate ladies I'd dig up some information for them. They need a thimble meeting this afternoon, and let it completely slip my mind.
What kind of information?
Wildflowers. You have to help me.
You want your good stationery, Mom?
No, any old piece of scratch paper will do. And a pencil.
Okay.
You know all about wildflowers, don't you?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you do so. Raised on a farm.
I was raised on a farm, but my horticultural education...
Well, you certainly give me half a dozen names of wildflowers, can't you?
I might possibly perform that.
Sure. Here's the way it is. At the last simple meeting, the chairman, Ms. Apparat, told us we'd have to answer to roll call this week by giving the name of a wildflower and some interesting fact about it.
Mighty sweet idea.
I have to accumulate this information for 5 separate ladies. Well, it was 6, counting myself.
I ripped a page out of my algebra notebook.
All right, thanks. Get it here. Now, what's the name of a wildflower?
Dandelion.
Well, lands everybody knows dandelion.
Bluebell.
Well, can't you think of some good ones?
Well, bluebell is good. As pretty a posy as you'd want to see.
I mean something unusual. I had the notion you brought up in the country that way. It'd have a 100 wildflowers on the tip of your tongue.
I worked when I was a boy. I didn't trip over the meadows gathering blossoms. I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning and milked cows and watered horses.
Yeah, I know, but same time, seems to me you'd recall 1,000 wildflowers.
Well, maybe I do. Let me ponder a second.
I put down bluebell. What's an interesting fact about bluebells?
Their color.
What about their color?
It's blue.
Oh, my.
Well, heck, let a guy think a minute. I can probably recollect a trash basket full of dope if you'll give me time.
Some farm boy.
What's the trouble, Ma?
Well, I need the names of wildflowers for a Thimble Club meeting this afternoon.
Why?
Oh, new stunt of Miss Apparat's. At roll call, instead of answering off Miss Gook and Miss Stembottom, the ladies are supposed to give a wildflower and some interesting fact about it. Do you know any wildflowers?
I expect I could think of a few. Do you have to provide them for all the ladies?
Have to provide them for five. Well, thought of something?
Chrysanthemum.
Oh, chrysanthemum. Since when was chrysanthemums wild?
I didn't know.
Must have been some wide-awake farm boy.
Well, why do you have to dig up information for everybody?
Guess I stuck my neck out. I had the idea my husband, that had been brought up in the country, could name off names of wildflowers fast as he could talk.
No, but why do you
Well,
have
when
to...
Thimble let out last week, I walked partway home with Ruthie and Miss Carmelson and Miss Welch. They said they didn't know any more about wildflowers than a person could shake a stick at. I told them I'd help them out. And pretty quick, Miss Crider and Miss Oliver caught up with us, and they were up a stump about wildflowers. I said I'd get their information for them.
Huh.
And then I proceeded to promptly forget the whole business. Puts me in a pickle if you can't help. I've had all week to go down to the public library, and here's the afternoon of Thimble meeting, and I haven't got a thing.
You've got Bluebell.
Oh, Bluebell. I thought you'd know a bunch of dandies.
Oh, maybe I do. Let me think.
Sweet Williams, Ma. Sweet Williams are wildflowers, ain't they?
Sweet Williams? Sure.
I remember seeing
What's
Sweet Williams.
What's an interesting fact about them?
I don't know.
Tulips, kiddo.
Are tulips wildflowers?
As far as I know, they are.
You must have been a regular leatherhead when you were on the farm.
I was a bright, alert...
Sunflowers, Ma.
Well,
they're wild.
Well, they're wild, but they're common. Anybody can think of sunflowers and dandelions and daisies. I told the ladies I'd provide them with fancy names. Fancy names and unusual facts. And your father gives me chrysanthemums and tulips.
Irises.
Irises.
Is this the way it goes, ma'am? Miss Apparat calls off Miss Gook, and you're supposed to holler out Sweet Williams?
Supposed to holler out Sweet Williams and go ahead and speak some little piece about Sweet Williams. Sweet Williams grow some place or other and are widely known for this, that, and the other thing.
Rotten splotches.
What?
Wildflowers. Rotten splotches. They grow on the banks of creeks. We had a whole patch of rotten splotches on our farm. They're kind of a nasty yellow with dirty streaks on them.
Ish.
Rotten splotches is a good legitimate wildflower. I can
prove... You think I'd give that to any of the ladies to say... Rotten splotches, a nasty yellow flower with dirty streaks on it.
Oh, the heck, I'm doing the best I can.
Stop one thing.
It's probably Ruthie again.
Might be Leland Richards. He said he had something of a trivial nature to discuss.
I'll answer. Hello? Oh, yes, Miss Carmelson. What, yes, I am, Miss Carmelson. I promised Miss Stembottom I'd stop by for her. Oh, the wildflowers? Yes, yours is Sweet William. Yes, Sweet William. What's an interesting fact, then?
I'm afraid I didn't have the slightest...
Sweet Williams were discovered by Balboa when he explored the Pacific coast.
Who?
Balboa.
Excuse me, Miss Carmelson. Had to ask my son a question. Yeah. Sweet Williams were discovered by Balboa when he explored the Pacific coast. Balboa. Can you remember that? All right. Oh, not at all. Well, see you at Thimble Club later on. Yes, indeed. All right, Miss Carmelson. Bye.
Well, you got one of your ladies fixed up.
Hush, was that true about Sweet Williams?
True?
Yes.
Could be true.
You don't know it's true, though, huh?
No, I don't know it's true. But it's got to be partly true. Balboa must have seen plenty of Sweet Williams.
I'll get it.
Carnations.
Carnations are wildflowers?
Seems to me I heard somewhere that carnations are... What...
Hello. Oh, yes, Miss Oliver. Sure I have. You bet.
What's another?
Killikinex.
Killikinex?
Yeah.
Killikinex, Miss Oliver. Yeah, that's your wildflower.
Interesting fact.
Killikinex were used by the Comanche Indians to tell the time of day.
They were used by the Comanche Indians to tell the time of day. Yeah. Oh, not at all, Miss Oliver.
Not at all. See you this afternoon? All right. All right, Miss Oliver. Goodbye.
Another lady accommodated.
What are Kelly Connects?
Marble. They're generally used for shooters, and they're made out of some kind of funny stone. Kids call them Kelly Connects.
Where'd you get that about the Comanche Indians?
We're reading about Comanche Indians in English class.
Both Miss Carmelson and Miss Oliver will call out stuff at Thimble meeting that ain't true.
Nobody will check up on them, though. If you take the average American citizen, he wouldn't bother to go to the trouble.
Need four more wildflowers and interesting facts.
Heliotrope.
You needn't exert yourself giving any more suggestions, Vic. Rush, I'm going to use sunflower after all. What's an interesting fact?
Sunflowers were once used as food.
Is that true?
No.
Once used as food.
Sweet peas.
What's an interesting fact about daisies?
Daisies keep secrets. There's an old saying, daisies won't tell.
That's true.
Sure.
I'll give it to Ruthie. How about bluebells?
They're blue.
How about bluebells, Rush?
Bluebells were once held sacred by the Blackfoot tribe of Redskins.
Kiddo, seems to me orchids are wildflowers.
The dandelions?
Want an interesting fact for dandelions?
Yeah.
There's an old tradition that if you hold a dandelion under somebody's chin and it makes the skin look yellow, it shows it like butter.
That's true.
I don't know whether it's true or not, but you take young kids...
Well, I mean, it's true people say that.
Yeah.
Well, that makes my six. Sweet Williams, that funny name...
Kelly Connects.
Sunflowers, daisies, bluebells, and dandelions.
Uh-huh. Six.
Certainly made a botch of this. Making ladies call out trash that ain't even true.
I wouldn't worry, Ma. You'll never get caught.
Kiddo.
What?
Poinsettias.
You're some farm boy, you are.
Ain't poinsettias wildflowers?
Some wonderful farm boy.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Zaid until the next time. Now, maybe you don't care about entering cake-baking contests at county fairs, but I bet you do want to bake cakes that win blue ribbons from your family. Well, get new Sure Mix Crisco today. As our baking tests show, cakes made with this vitally different Crisco will be higher, lighter, tenderer, and better eating than any you've ever made with any shortening we know of. New Sure Mix Crisco helps all your ingredients to mix more thoroughly, more completely. You get an entirely new type cake batter that gives you real praise-winning cakes. Higher, lighter, tenderer, and better eating. So get Sure Mix Crisco today. You'll find Sure Mix in the same familiar Crisco can, but what a difference the Sure Mix Crisco inside will make in your cakes. Now, ladies, don't forget, next Monday, September 25th, is the day when you hear the exciting details of Crisco's big all-cash slogan contest. Remember, the grand prize is $5,000 cash and 100 prizes of $50 each. So don't forget, next Monday, September 25th, at this same time. And two, don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Save the next time. This is Ralph Edwards speaking.